Jason, how do you see it?
Like I said, this is how democracy dies, and that's not hyperbole. When you have a situation where issues of national security are sublimated in favor of the personal desires, whims, and loyalty pledges to the president of the United States, that is no longer a functioning democracy. This is a clarion call to every single member of Congress to stand up and call for an independent investigation of this entire administration, above and beyond what happened with Russia. So it doesn't matter who the president picks. It doesn't matter who he picks to replace him. This is a constitutional and a sovereignty crisis. And I have to say this, Chris and Allison, I think this is really important at the end of the day. Comey probably should have gotten fired anyway, but the timing of this is what makes it so problematic. And the reasons behind why the administration did it, basically because he wouldn't give them a cheat sheet about his testimony last week. That's not how a democracy is supposed to function. It just seems, Chris, it seems really unlikely that James Comey would have a sit down with President Trump and say, you're not under investigation. What good investigator does that? That doesn't make any sense when it's an ongoing investigation. We know the president has had a tendency to lie. But even going back to Rosenstein, and I pity him in a way in this situation. If your boss comes to you and says, look, tell me how to do something. Right. It's his job to provide that information. But it's sort of like OJ. I'm not saying I did it, but here's how I would if you had to. And so, you know, he didn't want to end up getting blamed for this ultimately because he still has to walk through the hallways of the FBI and maintain relations with career investigators. And he wants to make sure that the blood is not on his hands as the scandal spreads.